Is it possible to put a spell on somebody and to cause them to fall in love with you?
Yes.
Is it a good idea?
No.
So in other words, it can all go wrong.
Yes, it can all go wrong. But that's not what's going to happen out there. Most people are going to go and maybe try to attract a person to them, and that's good. Or they will find someone, and they want to enhance that relationship, and that's even better. And then maybe once the relationship has been enhanced, they want to get it to the altar. And so all of those are very good spells and very good rituals to be performed. But yes, unfortunately, you can put a spell on a person that you shouldn't and have them love you. But remember one thing about any curse or any spell. It's only as powerful as the practitioner.
Only as powerful as the practitioner.
That's right.
I know you said that, you know, it's inherent in all of us that we have this power, that we could, most of us or all of us could, to some degree or another, practice magic. But obviously, there are degrees of inborn talent. I mean, somebody like yourself has been doing it for years. You really know what you're doing. So is it really wise for an amateur to, you know, go get a book on witchcraft and start spelling away?
Not spelling away, but learning the basics. Learning meditation, learning visualization, getting a foundation, having a discipline, and then getting involved with nature and the elements to find out how they can tap into those forces and those vibrations and to use them in their daily life. To help them to make choices, decisions, moves, to help them in a legal matter. I have people out there that know about magic, always knew it existed, but never thought it would work for them. I had one young man that had to go to court, and he used magic, and it saved his job.
Really?
Yes. I have another person who went to court, and fortunately, okay, was able to win a custody battle. I have others that have used a health and well-being package to improve their vitality and to take away pain. There's protection for yourself against psychic attack. There are so many people out there that are suffering, and they don't know where to go or who to turn to. And also, you can learn how to use magic to protect your home, your environment, to remove negativity, to attract prosperity, better business. In other words, it doesn't have to go into ceremonial, ritualistic, high magic, where it takes decades to learn. You're not going to be getting involved with creating a familiar or doing evocation and summation. No, you're doing it in your daily life so that your life is better, so that your family is safer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before you came on the air, before we did the show, Bill in Atlantic City, and that's all the identity I'll give, posed a couple of questions. I'd like to read them to you. Dr. Paglini has spoken of her psychic ability. What safeguards does she take to prevent entities from selectively editing the information she receives and using her to disseminate false information? One of the best ways to run a disinformation op is to mix large doses of the truth with small, though significant, doses of disinformation. And we've all heard some of the people, even on the show, who do that. So what kinds of protection and verification does Evelyn use in conjunction with her psychic predictions?
Well, first of all, when it gnaws at me and it keeps showing me images, this is not an entity presenting it. As I said, I do a lot of ritual. I call upon the elements. If I'm going to be using the element of fire in order for me to, let's say, remove or destroy an obstacle, there will be a few moments either before or after the ritual where I get images or visions of fires and where they're at and how bad they're going to be or if someone is starting them. So it doesn't come from an entity. And I always have a shield of protection before I do any meditation or I do any ritual work.
Okay. The second part of his question, I'm an herbalist. I utilize herbs to heal. There's been a long association of herbalism with witchcraft, but I know nothing about that side of it. Could Evelyn discuss the magical side of herbalism? Is there anything to it? And if so, how does it work?
Well, there are so many wonderful books out there on herbs that you can use to help yourself. Just a few. I would say bayberry and mugwort. That would be excellent for attracting wealth and success. You can sprinkle it around your home, your place of business. You can also carry it in a bag, like a mojo bag. Mm-hmm. A gravel root is extremely good to attract a job, believe it or not. And I always, always recommend the herb of boldo leaves or five-finger grass, okay, or hyssop or rosemary for protection. And for money, again, I like the bayberry. I like the mudwort.
Okay.
Essential oils, if you wanted to use those. Okay, you have excellent protection oil, rosemary, rose geranium. Okay, wisteria for protection from money attraction, better business, magnet. Prosperity.
Maybe you can't answer, but why do they work? Evelyn, why?
Because some have a vibration of attraction or like a magnetism to them. Others are like a repellent.
Okay.
And so what you're doing is you're using those essential oils to coincide with what you're trying to achieve. And herbs and roots and resins and essential oils have been used from the beginning of time. We have always offered them as to the kings. We have used them as aroma therapy. We are now using them for consciousness raising. And so, therefore, it's very good to get into.